our third person who's being baptized this evening, it gives me great pleasure to welcome up Michelle Balach Ali. So please give her a huge round of applause.
Okay, well, just to let you know, I was brought up in a Christian family, and I am the first of 11 children. Obviously, what happened was my mum and dad had me and then thought, wow, how fantastic. We need to have more and more of this. Let's get more. So they just kept having baby after baby. They're actually over there. Just look at them, yeah. Anyway, so, brought up in a Christian family, lots and lots of rules and regulations and lots of Jesus in my life. But I wasn't really quite sure. Go back a bit. When I was 11, I became a Christian, but it was very kind of, I think it was engulfed in lots of just thinking that's the right thing to do. And I did get baptized at 11, but because I went to school and there were lots of children who obviously didn't think the same way as me, it was quite difficult. And I think I strayed away. I didn't pursue Jesus like the way I should have done. I was quite a feisty young girl. I know you can't probably imagine that. And I was very shy and, you know. but when I was 15, I'd left home, went to live with my nan, and I was, as I say, quite a feisty creature. By the time I was 17, I'd left home completely, and by the time I was 18, I'd had a baby. And I didn't plan to have Rochelle. She's over there. Where is she? She's that great big huge one. And I did made lots of very crazy, silly and foolish mistakes. Okay? And I knew God was there. And of course, I really believed in him, but I just thought I'd do that when I was old. And I'd kind of go to church when I was old and become a really good Christian when I was old. And I wanted to have this fantastic life. When I was trying to have this fantastic life, I got into a lot of mess and I met Nigel. sorry, Nigel. He's over there somewhere. Nigel and I were one of these on and off couples. And obviously, Nigel was treating me terribly. And we had two children that we didn't plan to have either. When I was having the third one, I realized that my life was quite rubbish and I needed to do something about that. And tried to do lots of things. I went to college. I thought, well, I'm going to get a degree. I'm going to become, you know, really, really professional and do really well. And I did quite well at college, but I still felt that there was something that was missing there. And the Holy Spirit, I think God, he kept trying to poke me and say, come on, you need to come to me. But I was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And when I'm old, I'm old. That's what you do when you're old. You go to church when you're old, you sing and you're old. And so basically, I thought I'd leave that there, but it's almost like as if he kept pulling me. And I did feel as though there was, I think I heard a scripture somewhere in the Bible about how God calls you, and if you ignore him enough times, he'll just leave you. And I thought, well, crumbs, I'll get around to it. But I did feel at one point that I did need to stop ignoring him and actually listen to him. And it was Rochelle, my daughter, who made me go to church. I did start going to church when Parrish, my last son, he'd just been born, and I thought I'll have a little sniff around, have a look. There were quite a few weird people, actually. I thought, but I did feel that God was really there for me, and I did decide to make a commitment. After that, lots of people were like, "Oh my goodness, you're a Christian." What? And lots of people actually became a Christian as well. It was quite amazing. Lots of my friends thought, "Well, if she can, anyone can." Because I was quite horrid. And when I became a Christian, I rededicated my life. It was 1997. It was on the 18th of March, a few days after my birthday. And nothing miraculous happened. I thought, well, sorry, hello, God, I've become a Christian. I thought that, you know, angels would come down and there'd be like this whole host of, you know, amazing things would happen. It didn't. But I did feel very, very surely that I had made the right decision. And I felt that I wanted to, you know, I wanted to come back and pursue Jesus the way I know I should have done. So I started to read my Bible. And I didn't feel anything. You know, you kind of want to feel something. And I didn't feel anything. But what I do know is that I started to read my Bible and I started to read through the New Testament. And I read this scripture one day. It was amazing. Just quickly to say a little miracle that happened for me. I was in my garden reading. I was breastfeeding one baby and kicking another one and rocking another because I had two little babies and screaming at my daughter. And I was reading my Bible and it said, "And Jesus went to Peter's house, Simon Peter's house. And when he got there, Simon Peter's mother had a fever, and so he rebuked the fever and she got up and made him some food." And I thought, how cheeky is that? I thought, I'm going to rebuke a fever because I used to get migraines and terrible fevers, so I couldn't actually move. I couldn't get out of bed. And I thought, I'm going to try that. So I thought, right, I'll rebuke that. And it worked. And I never, ever had another migraine again, ever. Wow. Wow. I thought, yes, there is a God. Thank you. So that's me. I know I'm very shy. You're probably thinking, poor little thing. But I got saved. My husband, who neglected me profusely, he became a Christian. Within a year, we were married. And it was just wonderful. And God just restored everything I never, ever imagined he would do. So it was amazing. I just want to thank him. And I want to show him how much I just love him. And I wanted to rededicate my life. And I felt recently I've been going through a lot. And I felt it was the right thing just to show him and to acknowledge him openly in front of everyone. Mm-hmm.